Hey guys, it's Jamie Grayson. Welcome to Wait It Out, the podcast all about dating, relationships, and other things worth waiting for. We are going to listen to an audio message today. Of course, you always know, I don't know if you always know, that made no sense. You can submit your questions via audio if you want to download the app Anchor, A-N-C-H-O-R. I would love to answer your questions. And here we go with today's question.
Hey, hi, Jamie. We're twins from Canada, both 24 years old and both single our whole life. We each have a question for you.
Hi, how do we not find our worth in relationships? Because this world really values relationships, and I feel like people in relationships are more valued or looked upon. So that's my question.
And my question is how to live a fulfilling single life that really honors Christ and not fall away through temptation or just away from God in general, and just trusting his timing and being confident in that. So, yeah.
So I don't know if you guys did this on purpose or not, but I love this because I think it could be a twin thing. You totally answered each other's questions. So the first question is, you know, how do you kind of celebrate your singlehood and embrace it and not find your worth in a relationship when it seems like society really, you know, kind of puts relationships on a pedestal. And the follow-up question was, how do you live a fulfilling life in singlehood? And so I would just take that small part of the second question, live a fulfilling life in your singlehood, and use it as the answer for the first question. I think our society, and this is not me correcting the first question, the first question about, you know, the world seems to, and our society and culture seems to really embrace couples. I think the world embrace, and I agree with you, and I want to add on to that. I think the world is obsessed with pushing people into a new season, because like Aaron and I are very happily married now, but now literally everyone is like, so when are you guys going to have a kid? And I'm like, excuse me, I've known him for 5 minutes, like calm down. And my sister's been married for 8 years, and she still gets it all the time. People still ask her, so when are you guys going to have a kid? Almost like their marriage is not validated until they have a child. So I think as a culture and a society, we are obsessed with pushing people toward the next thing in life without really embracing singlehood or embracing the season that people are in at the present time. And so your sister's question, would be, you know, with how do you live a fulfilled singlehood life or fulfilled singlehood? Like, that's the answer, is learning how to live a life in your singlehood that is fulfilling, and that is wonderful and amazing, that shows society, like, this is what it looks like to be content, you know? Maybe you're not able to show the entire world with your example. Maybe you start with your community, and then your community is inspired by you, and then it just, you know, it's like a domino effect as it grows and grows and grows. But yeah, how do you celebrate the season that you're in? I did a video recently on YouTube called If You Love Being Single. I didn't want to call it If You're Tired of Being Single. And then I did a follow-up to it called If You Love Being Single. And I think it's really just writing, like, it could start with writing down, or maybe it's a mental note. But for me, I like to write things down. Write down, like, what you actually are appreciative of, like, in your singlehood. Write down the great things about where you are in your life right now. And just keep writing until you can't write anymore. And write down the little things. Write down the things that might seem very minimal, the things that might not seem like a big deal. Just write down everything that you can celebrate and embrace about who you are in the season of life that you're in. And then just continue to live out those things. It can be so easy to feel the pressure from other people, that who you are isn't enough, and that where you are isn't enough. And like, I mean, like, where you are is enough. Like, I know that sounds so basic and so simple and so like, wow, you have a whole podcast to tell us super simple stuff. Like, but yeah, like that's the thing. It's like where you are right here, right now, like that's an incredible season worth celebrating. And don't let anybody tell you that you have to have a relationship or that you have to be married or that you have to be dating someone to be the best version of yourself. Because when you are dating someone, then people are going to say, well, you know, when are you guys going to get engaged? And when you're engaged, it's going to be, well, when are you guys going to get married? And like I said, Aaron and I have been married for 5 minutes, and people are like, so when are you going to have 14 children? I'm like, pretty sure that's a personal question. So it's unfortunately just the way our society and the way that our world is structured to continue to push people and kind of always lean people toward the next big thing. It's just the way that our society and the way that our culture is. But I believe that there's an ability to celebrate the season of life that we're in while still desiring something for tomorrow, but ultimately celebrating right here, right now in this present moment. Also, I don't know if you guys have seen The Greatest Showman, but somebody pointed that out to me recently. I've been saying right here, right now for a long time, but now every time I say it, I hear right here, right now. I literally think of The Greatest Showman every single time. But yeah, like spend time with your friends, take random vacations, like stay up late with your sister watching movies, The Greatest Showman, if you haven't seen it yet, order pizza, like learn a new language. Like, I mean, just do a bunch of random, cool, fun stuff. Like just live your life. You know, you can do a lot of, you can do all that stuff even when you're married, but you don't have to wait till you're married for your life to begin. You're a great human as you are right now. And you guys sound so cute and so fun and sweet. And so like I grew up with a sister, we're just 2 years apart. And so having a twin, I know, is amazing. So y'all just hang out, have some fun, go out on a date. If you, you know, meet a cool guy or something, just have fun, like enjoy you, celebrate you. Your worth and your value comes from Christ and Christ alone. And he's created you with a purpose and a plan to do amazing things on this earth. That's not even because I know your stories. It's just because I know that you're human, and I know that each human is valued and is loved and is here for a purpose and a reason. So celebrate that, embrace that. And I believe that with more and more incredible humans like you guys, I think that as you embrace your singlehood, you embrace who you are, you'll make an impact on your community. Your community will make an impact on the even greater community of Canada. And we'll just all hopefully, like I said, start a domino effect of celebrating the current season. And just, yeah, I mean, maybe, who knows, maybe we'll change the world or something. I don't know. I know that's kind of a massive dream, but I think we can do it, honey. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. You can also send in an audio question via the app Anchor, A-N-C-H-O-R. Also, tomorrow I'm going to be uploading the audio from my video if you are tired of being single. So if you do want to hear that, make sure you subscribe. Please leave a review in the iTunes store if you like this podcast. If you don't, then make up a fake podcast pretending like you like it, or make up a fake review pretending like you like it. And then you can just leave it and you can just pretend like you liked it. Okay, my husband just came in the room and he's acting crazy and giving me a hard time. Okay, guys, I'm going to go, and thanks for listening to this podcast. Okay, bye.